Dane County's weekly farmers market attracts more than 20,000 people during the height of the summer season. But it's a year-round affair, with more than 275 vendors, more than 150 set up shop weekly. The market is much more than just a place to shop for fresh Wisconsin produce. It's an epic place to socialize and bring the entire family. I'm your host, Tom Wilmer. Come along and join Market Manager Sarah Elliott at the Wisconsin State Capitol Square in downtown Madison, Wisconsin, for the Inside Scoop. Sarah Elliott, here we are in Madison, Wisconsin, at the mothership, in the heartbeat of the center of the heart, huh?
We are indeed, yeah. Right in the middle of the market.
This is a farmer's market that takes place once a week?
Every Saturday we have this market that completely encircles the Capitol Square. We do have a smaller market on Wednesdays as well, but this, as you said, is definitely the mothership.
Yeah. And so on Wednesday it takes place at the same place?
A couple blocks away.
In the heart of town.
Yeah, right in the middle of the isthmus.
Do you ever get state government employees that make that part of their ritual, come out of the castle?
Out of the castle.
Yeah.
Yes, always. They all have their favorite treats that they come get every single week.
This is just this incredibly popular event. It must be a mandatory must-do for a lot of people in their Madison lives.
It is definitely a mandatory must-do, though we'll see that the folks that are consider themselves serious regulars are long gone by this time of day. They all got here at like 6:15 this morning. If you are a regular, if it is like 7:30, it's too late. You have to go home.
Is that kind of like the garage sailor
syndrome? Mentality, yeah. Yes. You want the best stuff, you get here early. So now we're starting to see a lot of the folks that are, you know, bringing out-of-town guests here because it is a must-do. The University of Wisconsin also just went back into session, so the students all moved in on the 15th of August. So you'll see a lot of students with their parents buying plants for their new apartments. The vendors mostly start arriving between like 5 and 6. Some of them really cut it right down to the wire and they're like pulling in at 6:10 to get here. Others really like to be well prepared. So the very earliest ones come around 4:15.
Where's the breadth of where the people come from?
Everything is grown and raised in Wisconsin. And we do see about 2/3 of our membership is from the southern portion of the state, so from within an hour and a half or so of here. But we do have people from all the way far north from the Door County Peninsula in the northeastern part of the state. The Driftless region, which is the western part of the state along the Mississippi, kind of notorious for its organic farms because it's really mountainous and hilly, so you can't bring conventional agricultural equipment into the field, so it's much more conducive to organic farming. We have a lot of organic farms from that part of the state that are here.
Let's talk about some of the surprising things that you might find here, produce and whatnot, that are not as typically associated with Wisconsin.
With Wisconsin.
So we're not going to talk about cheese curds right now?
No, yeah, we definitely have to do that.
Cheese curds, we have to include that.
Yeah. No, we do have a wonderful array of different produce that's available at the market. Certainly all of your kind of typical things that you would expect to find at this time of the year. Then there is also just a lot of really interesting innovation happening. So we see unusual products that you maybe haven't heard of or aren't familiar with. Sumac is like the new hot spice trend. It's not the poisonous sumac.
I was wondering about that one.
No, we're not poisoning anyone. It's an edible sumac that has just this really bright lemony flavor. It's this bright red herb. Spice, I guess, not an herb, but we have a vendor who's started growing sumac to meet the demand. We have large mung culture that bring really interesting vegetables that are more traditional in their culture. So right now you'll see bitter melon when you're walking around, which is this crazy, bumpy, funny, like relatively neon green looking melon that's used in stir fries and things. Also really unique greens that are common in the Asian culture that just aren't as common in Wisconsin, but you'll see, you know, the tables are just beautiful, so it really calls the customer to try something new. You're like, oh, I don't know what that is or what I'm going to do with it, but it's so pretty, I just have to take it home with me. The market as a whole tries to work really hard to educate our customers with what you do with the produce, because we do want people to shop here. You know, it's wonderful to walk around and eat a pastry, but we really would like you to fill up your canvas bag and do your weekly grocery shopping. So we do a lot of education around cooking and then also like preservation, not so much like canning and things like that, but even just like how do you store those herbs that you just brought home so that they're not bad tomorrow or Monday in your fridge. And we get a lot of wonderful, wonderful feedback about that. We have a great relationship with chefs, and certainly right at 6:15 in the morning, there seems to be a little unspoken competition between the chefs regarding their wagons. So they have really fancy, huge wagons that they use to pick up all of their produce around the square. But in addition to shopping at the market, we do sometimes have chef demos at our Wednesday market. It's just a little bit slower pace and easier to, you know, interact with the customers. And then in the winter time, we have our Taste of the Market breakfast, where we partner with local chefs. They work with volunteers to make a breakfast for the community that has made all of ingredients that are available at the market that day. And that's just a wonderful way that we partner with the chef community.
On the one level, it's a place, like you said, where you can load up and take things home in your bag.
Mm-hmm.
But somebody this morning said, oh, you can have breakfast there.
You can walk around, and this maybe is where those cheese curds come in. There's plenty of things that you can purchase at the market to nibble on while you're walking around. We have absolutely amazing bakery items. Della's famous hot and spicy cheese bread is something that I don't think there's like anyone in Madison that hasn't had it, because it's legend precedes it. But there's also just amazing donuts and scones, and we are the home of the sconut that you may have never known existed.
No.
Nope. Like the cronut rage that took over New York City. This is the sconut. But then also cheese curds or like little honey sticks or all sorts of the delightful things that you can nibble on while you're walking around the square.
This really is a socialization experience, isn't it? Talk about that dimension.
It is. There are quite a few people here, and you will notice that they are all moving in one direction. Counterclockwise.
It's quite obvious.
Yep, and you don't mess with that tradition. We walk counterclockwise, and you need to be pretty relaxed. If you are in a hurry, then you should come a little earlier, or perhaps a little later, but we often stay crowded right up until we close. But it's time to, you know, get to know certainly your farmers and the people that grow your food, but also your community, and no need to be in a hurry.
In the peak of the season, how many people might come here?
Customers?
Yeah.
About 20,000 plus is the estimate each Saturday. Yep.
That's in the height of the summer season. Mm-hmm. You also operate in the middle of the winter. Tell us about that.
We do operate in the middle of the winter, and that is a more intimate market, both in terms of our number of vendors and then also our customers. But it's really a wonderful way for vendors to get to know their customer base. It's also a great opportunity for vendors to do a little bit of kind of recon work or product development work. Like, do you like this flavor? Is there something that you would like me to grow that I'm not growing? And get that information that you're not going to get when you're serving 20,000 people and it's right in the middle of the throes of your farming season.
Before we go, give us a word picture where you're located, where it's set up, because this the setting is awesome.
Yes, we are located on the absolutely picturesque, majestic grounds of the Wisconsin State Capitol. So we fully encircle the Capitol Square with our beautiful marble and granite domed Capitol in the middle. It's a wonderful location, and it's wonderful that the Capitol is open and available to the public, so that's actually where you would go use the restroom if you needed, but you get to experience that little bit of Wisconsin history right here while you're at the market. Service animals are certainly welcome, but pets and dogs are not permitted at the market because it is really just too overwhelming. Too much food, too many people, so it's a public safety concern.
Sarah, thank you so
awesome.
Much.
You're so welcome. What a I hope wonderful, you guys have fun.
Yeah, wonderful morning, and so glad you were here.
Yeah, perfect. I am so glad that you are here, and I hope that you enjoy all of the Wisconsin goodness.
For further information,
you can visit our website, DCFM, so like Dane County Farmers Market.org.
I'm sure Facebook, you've got.
Facebook, Instagram, you can get jealous looking at all the lovely pictures of all the goodness.
And what's your most popular site that people go to?
Facebook is our most popular site. My name is Sarah Elliott, and I'm the market manager at the Dane County Farmers Market.
Sarah, thanks again. I'm Tom Wilmer, reporting from the heart of Madison, Wisconsin. We'll see you here.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
You've been listening to the Lowell Thomas Award-winning travel show Journeys of Discovery with Tom Wilmer, a featured podcast on NPR.org's podcast directory. Produced by California Central Coast NPR affiliate KCBX. You are invited to subscribe to Journeys of Discovery with Tom Wilmer on NPR.org, NPR One, iTunes, and more than 20 other podcast channels around the world. To learn more about Tom Wilmer's journeys around America and the world, log on to thomaswilmer.com. Our associate producers include Rebecca Nolan, Newfoundland, Canada, Kim Schneider from Michigan, and Steve Cook, contributing from Little Rock, Arkansas, host of Arkansongs on NPR affiliate KUAR.